Hi, I'm Jennifer Wilde, and you're listening to Sober Exposure. If it's about recovery, we're gonna cover it. It's like one big therapy session, but it's free. So thanks for joining our dysfunctional family as we uncover recovery with Sober Exposure. Let's go. So, without further ado, Hallie, welcome to Sober Exposure.
I'm so excited to be here, Jennifer. Yay! This is gonna be so fun.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have you on. So, it's just funny because, and I've said this before, I used to go online to find dates, Match.com, whatever.
Right.
Now I go online to find like mentors, and it's just right? It's so funny how how your life changes, you know. And just everything you spoke is everything I'm studying right now. Which is manifestation. And I am going to ruin all of my manifestation right now because I'm going to talk the way I usually talk before I started practicing how to manifest. So it all started because I got into Abraham Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and then I got obsessed. And I really want to get this, and I know a lot of people out there want to understand it better, and it's becoming trendy, and it's been around for thousands of years. So let's just start with, what is manifestation? Is it The Secret? Is it what when people say it? What is it?
I love it. And if I can piggyback on what you just said, because I honor that you are obsessed with Abraham Hicks, and you're really vibing in that energy, and you're feeling that connection. And what you just said, I hear this so often from thousands of people across all the social media platforms, all the clients I work with. I really want to get it. How do I do it? I want to get it. Yeah. I want to get it. I want to get it. I want to get it. Right. So when we say, what is it? What is manifestation? What we're doing, we're intellectualizing it. We're in our heads. And what it's not intellectual. It's a combination of mindset, embodiment, and energy. And this is really challenging for our human brains to kind of wrap around, because most of us operate in the realm of logic. And that's the story that we've been told for a good chunk of our life, is things operate in a certain way. We look at things from a logical perspective, and this is the safe mode of going about and learning something. There's nothing wrong with logic. We need logic, right? Logic serves lots of wonderful purposes, right?
Yes. Yeah. But keeps me from killing my boyfriend sometimes.
Right. So. Sure. But here's the thing about manifestation is it is a combination, and it's an energy, and it's an embodiment. And when I say it's an embodiment, it's really about feeling into it. And it's the spectrum of emotions that we feel. And it's not just one thing. So I think one of the issues I have with The Secret, for example, which I know has so much hype, and it was very popular, the book and then the Netflix special and all the things. And on one hand, it exposed a lot of people to this concept, to this idea, to this framework that, hey, there's another way of living life. There's another way of looking at goals and success. And, you know, how do you feel good and joy and gratitude in your life? Yet the issue that I have with it is that everybody now assigns this meaning to The Secret. And now The Secret is a thing, but manifestation is not a thing. Manifestation is an energy. And so I would say, to answer your question directly, what is manifestation? Manifestation is the embodiment of an energetic match to your desires.
Okay. That's deep.
It's deep. And it might be a little bit like, what? What'd she say?
Yeah. That's why I said I have to get it. And, you know, because, so what we basically have to feel our way through life. We have, and that's terrible for addicts, because we don't like to feel anything. That's why we use. We cover our feelings and our emotions. We don't want to know. As soon as we feel something, you know, give me a hit, give me a drink, give me a this, give me a that.
Yep. Numbing
and,
out.
And you need to be in touch with your emotions.
Yeah.
So, and this is another one I know you hear all the time, and this is what everybody struggles with, okay, in my world. So when I started, I would do my affirmations, you know, I am strong, I'm intelligent, just the whole thing, the I ams, the affirmations and all of that. But I didn't believe it in my heart, right? So how do we get to the point where if I'm saying I am strong, you know, and we don't believe it, then it doesn't manifest. It actually manifests the opposite, is what I'm hearing.
Right. Or it'll fall flat, right? Or nothing, you know, nothing will happen. So here's where mindset and neuroscience comes into play, right? Because manifestation.
Okay, let's talk neuroscience. I love neuroscience.
Yeah. So manifestation isn't just this woo-woo concept that's out in the ether and, you know, people are sitting around in a yoga circle and chanting. And I mean, I don't get me wrong, I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that coupled with the neuroscience, the mindset. So what we need to understand is that we operate as humans. Our thoughts, our pattern behaviors, 95% of that comes from our subconscious. 95%. That's an incredible number. It's
so
almost
only
like
5% of us, 5% of ourselves really knows what, like, is conscious of what we're doing.
Exactly. Exactly. So the 95% in the subconscious, where does that come from? From, you know, pre-programmed ideas. It comes from your upbringing. It comes from generational information that's passed down through through the generations in your family. It comes from social, cultural stories. So our subconscious consists of many, many things. And if you think about it, you know, it's a very uneven playing field. If we decide that we are ready to have a conscious journey in life, we're ready to show up for ourselves. We're ready to take intentional action. We're ready to start saying affirmations, right? We're ready to do meditation, for example. But we only have 5% of our conscious mind to play with, right? Because we're kind of fighting against this 95% subconscious. Instead of seeing it as a battle and your conscious is really fighting against the sub and saying, I can't do it. I don't believe it. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't buy into it. You can use the affirmations to really help to reprogram, but you have to do it in a way that your subconscious is going to receive. So if, for example, the affirmation, I am strong, feels a complete lie, and you're thinking, God, I'm not strong. I'm so weak. I give in to everything. I have all these limiting beliefs. I have major imposter syndrome. I can't be strong. I can't, you know, say no to a drink when I'm offered, even though I've been, you know, doing my very best to stay sober, for example, right?
Yeah.
I'm not strong. Yeah. And that's the story that you hear in your mind. Now, that story probably also comes from years, decades, generations of other people contributing to that story, environmental circumstance, where you have evidence that you are not strong for whatever reason, right? Maybe you were told that as a child. Maybe you think you're not good enough, which is really the ultimate message that so many of us carry is I am not enough. And when we can shift that into I am enough, then all the other affirmations follow suit. So the reprogramming of that 95% of your subconscious requires you to do the deep work to bring awareness. So one of the best things you can do is if you're saying an affirmation such as, I am strong, and you know instantly you believe it or not, right? Like we know when we lie to ourselves, we know when we're being truthful, we get it. We know what's up. Like our bodies respond. You know, if you're like, I am strong, psh, whatever, I'm so not strong, right? Like our bodies give it away. We know it instantly. So if you have that sort of visceral reaction, that emotional reaction that I'm saying the words, I want them to be true, but I just know that they're not. You have to ask yourself, where is something in my life where I can point to? Where do I have evidence in my life of something that I've done well? Maybe I don't feel really strong, but maybe I can say that, you know, I can select this moment in time where I had a moment of confidence. Or maybe there was that one moment when I did feel stronger than others. So you can work with that to say, I am working towards getting stronger. And that might feel more aligned with the reality until you work up to I am strong. Just like, you know, and I love this particular affirmations because we're talking about strength. And I think about strength training at the gym. You know, if you start going and lifting weights and you're doing, you know, we're women here. So if we're, you know, women and we start to do like 50-pound bicep curls off the bat, we're going to die. Our arms are not going to.
I can't even pick it up.
50 pounds, whatever. What is that? So we start with the 5-pound weights. And we start with the 5-pound weights until we can go a little heavier. Then we go maybe to 8, then maybe to 12, maybe to 20. But we have to work up. And it's the exact same thing when it comes to your mindset, when it comes to reprogramming your subconscious, and when it comes to your affirmations.
Okay. When we're doing the manifestation, two schools. One is you don't want to get too specific because you could fuck yourself up.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You could say the wrong thing. And if you don't get specific, you might not get what you want. So what's up? What do we do?
Good question. So the universe knows what's up, by the way. The universe yeah. always knows what's up. There's no lying. Our subconscious actually knows what's up, right? Mm-hmm. So I've done the sandbagging game a long time. This is actually very poignant because I, on New Year's Eve, so it's mid-January right now, New Year's Eve, 2022, I had this pretty powerful download and I realized I needed to make some big shifts in my life. And the shift that I needed to make became the context that I'm taking into 2023, the lens that I'm living my life through 2023. And instead of just having a word, these are two words that really are empowering me and leading me into this next year. And the two words that I chose are clarity and transformation. So clarity, because for so many times in my life, I have not been clear for exactly the reason you said, well, if I'm not super clear, then guess what? I can't fail because I didn't say that that's the thing that I wanted, right? I didn't say that I wanted that job. Well, I didn't get it. No big deal. I didn't fail, right? Mm. So when you don't claim what you want with clarity, first of all, the universe knows what's up. Second of all, you're never going to get what you want because you're not committed to it. You're not connecting to it emotionally, right? You're keeping yourself at arm's distance. So the kind of the magic, and I love to say, trust the magic, because we got to trust here. We got to lean into it.
You got to trust. That's it.
You got to trust. And it's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
It's hard. I know. When you get crystal clear on what you want and you get really centered in it, you develop almost a relationship with your desires. And they become so ingrained within you that you feel this emotional pull toward them, which in turn creates this energy that you end up acting in alignment with that energy and those emotions.
Yeah.
And it comes to you with ease. This
how,
is
how
what
do I get
we
there?
Talk
how do you
the
get
energetic
clear?
Match.
How do you do it? How do you get clear? And Abraham says that she the way that Abraham Hicks describes it is the whole vortex up there and your inner being, and you have to match your inner being with the vortex, which is the universe, I take it, right?
Yeah, same thing.
Somewhat, yeah. Right. So yeah, it's exactly the same thing. So the clarity, that's a big thing for addicts. We don't have too much clarity. Half of our brain is fried. We had a neuroscientist on a couple weeks ago talking about what all the drugs have done to our brains. So a lot of us don't have very much clarity.
Well, then you can ask yourself, what are the things I can do to get clear? So for me personally, one of my favorite practices that always takes me to a place of clarity, even if it takes many iterations of it, is journaling. I don't know. Mm. Do you journal?
You know, I just started journaling.
Okay.
It was something that I always said, you know, because I didn't do well in school. I'm a talker. I'm not a writer. You know, I'm a lover, not a hater. So I didn't. I just started journaling because I know it's imperative. As I've been studying this. Yes, I do journal.
Okay, good. That's awesome.
Yes.
And it's time for you to start changing your story around that, right? Everything you just said, I'm a talker. I don't write. I'm not good at school. Let's start changing that story,
man,
Jess.
You got me, Hallie. See? Yeah.
Let's start changing that. Because here's the thing. As I see it, you are sitting here on the cusp of taking over Joe Rogan's podcast. You are the queen. You are the queen.
Yeah.
You are doing it right now.
Move over, Joey.
Everything in this moment tells me that you are absolutely an incredible success. Everything in this moment tells me that. What holds you back from bringing it on is that you start listening to those old stories. We all do this. I'm not picking on you. We all do.
No, I know. And this is so important for addicts because we have so many old stories.
We all
do.
We've
done a lot of shit.
We all do.
Yeah. Everybody does. Yeah.
And here's why the journaling helps. Because if you can treat your journal as a sacred space, which I do, right? No one's going to read it. Some people have a fear that, oh, well, what if when I die, somebody's going to find it? Who cares?
No, whatever.
I mean, who cares? No one's going to read your journal. Treat your journal as sacred space and treat it as though this is the sacred space that holds you. And allow yourself to trust, going back to trust, allow yourself to really pour into it. And some days you may have nothing to say, and that's okay. Yeah. Maybe you just say one thing you're grateful for and you call it a day and that's the end of it. But some days you may be really working through something and you may be really struggling with, gosh, I'm really struggling with this particular issue. You know, I was invited to this party and there was a lot of drinking going on and I resisted, but I felt really awkward and I felt really uncomfortable and I didn't know what to do. And I'm worried that it's, you know, affecting my relationships with the friends that were at the party, whatever scenario you might be going through. But when you can work through this with yourself and you lean in, your inner guidance, your intuition, your heart space, and your mind, it's all going to start to work together to reveal to you whatever it is that you need to know. And it might just be that you need to give yourself a hug and let yourself off the hook and maybe get some clarity about, oh my gosh, what I really need to do is start focusing more on exercise or whatever the next thing might be. But what I find through my journaling practice is that this is where the revelations and the clarity come from. But if you don't create space for yourself to have that inner conversation, you're only going to be influenced by the external. You're never going to get the clarity.
Great. I love it. That's good stuff. Also, the meditation helps a lot with the clarity.
Huge. Yeah. Meditation. I mean, I resisted meditation for the longest time. I mean, I just thought, you know, it was, you had to climb up to the top of a mountain. You had to sit there with your eyes closed, you know, hands on your knees.
Yeah.
Mudra.
Right.
I'm like,
Shante Om.
I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing that. That's dumb. That's not for me.
Yeah.
And it was a few years ago. I had a dear friend. I was just in a chaotic space and I felt really uncertain about a lot of things. I felt uncertain about my business. I have three kids. So I felt uncertain about how am I managing my business and my kids. I felt uncertain about my body. And she said, have you ever meditated? I said, psh, I don't meditate. No, I know. I know you don't meditate, but let me tell you why it's worked for me. And she said, I'm not great at it. I'm not perfect at it. But when I sit, when I give myself an opportunity to sit down in meditation, it gives me a chance to just be. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I still feel chaos, but a lot of times the noise falls away. And when I'm done, even if it was just a few moments, I always feel better. And I thought, okay, fine. That sounds reasonable. I can give it a try. And she said, I have this app called the Calm app. So this was my first like entry into meditation. She said, they have this program. It's 10 minutes a day. It's called the Daily Calm. Give it a try. Do it for 30 days. See what you think. And if you like it, keep going. And if you don't like it, whatever. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I did it for the 30 days. And before the 30 days was up, I was hooked. I thought, you know what, this is the best way to start my day. So I almost always start my day with meditation and it really just centers me, grounds me. Even this morning, I did a meditation with just some ambient music in the background. To be quite honest, I was chaotic this morning. I couldn't hardly concentrate. I was just really trying to come back to my breath, but my brain was just going. But you know what? At the end of it, I felt satisfied and grateful that I sat for the 10 minutes. So that I could at least start my day in a place of center versus letting those chaotic thoughts rule the rest of my day, which would have completely disbarred my energy all day long.
Yeah. That's why, that's why they always say best time of day to meditate is in the morning. And that's when I meditate. And I used to meditate in bed right when I woke up and my eyes opened. It's called meditation.
Yeah.
My mentor, David G, he says that, but,
I like to, that's actually what I do it, but I've never heard it called meditation, but that's
meditation. Like that. And then that's when my dog's there, it's meditation.
Okay. I like it. That's cool.
Yeah. But you know, for me, I had to stop doing it. I have to get up and I have to like sit go outside or just like, cause I just fall asleep.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I just fall back asleep. So what have you found? First of all, when did you start, practicing this manifestation?
I suppose my journey began in 2018. Mm-hmm. And I had gone through a really rough couple of years. And even though I was not an addict, I certainly had my fair share of suffering with alcohol abuse, too much wine, numbing out. So I get that journey. Right? Mm-hmm. Maybe not to the extreme, but I get it.
Yes.
And I was so lost and disconnected from my being. And I was angry at my husband and my kids and my life. And I didn't feel like I had any purpose. I didn't know how to show up for myself. And I just started doing everything I could to self-sabotage. So a lot of numbing out, a lot of partying too much, a lot of, you know, constantly trying to run away, not being present in the moment, picking fights with people, just, you know, destroying my body through not only drinking, but also not eating healthfully, not moving my body. I was not sleeping well. I was a mess.
You're off.
And, you know, it got to this point where I had, you know, what you might've heard like a dark night of the soul kind of moment. And I just had this complete breakdown where I just really, really hated myself. And in this moment of self-despair and self-loathing, I felt intuitively, and I don't know if it was a voice or what, but I felt intuitively in my gut that I was meant to figure it out and live a life of purpose. I knew that I wasn't meant to self-destruct. I didn't know at the time that I was meant to help other people, but I knew that part of my kind of cleaning up my own act was my bigger purpose in my lifetime. So that, I suppose, is the real beginning of my journey. Although in the beginning, I didn't have language for things like affirmations or manifestation. That all came a little bit later, but I started to really dive into the personal development work. I started to do some journaling. I started to really start to be mindful, right? Because mindfulness, which is part of meditation and gratitude practice. And then the affirmations came in. That was kind of my next step, was the affirmations. When I heard about affirmations, I thought, oh, this is beautiful. And it took me a while to really embody and embrace and understand how and why they work. But I use affirmations all the time. I'm sitting at my desk right now and I have all these post-its all over with affirmations on them. And to the casual observer, they might come to my desk space and think, gosh, that's very chaotic and fluttering.
I'm awesome. I'm like, gosh, she likes herself.
I do. But all of these words let me connect to my being, because I'll remember that we all have moments where we're struggling. This is just what it's like to be human. It just happens every day for most people, including myself.
Yeah.
But we have the opportunity to be consciously connected and to raise ourselves to a different vibrational frequency. So for me, you know, it's always been the compound effect. It's layered. Everything I've done, I layer on top of another thing. And it's gotten to the place where I am now. And I wouldn't say that I'm completely healed or done with my journey. In fact, I think I'm really just getting it started.
Yeah, I think this is the beginning for you, Hallie. I really do. This is just the beginning. Yeah. You've got a lot of good stuff. Where would somebody go? Oh, okay, one more question. Yeah. I just want to say, what have the results been since you've been doing this? What have you found has come in your life? Where's the proof? Show us.
Absolutely. Show me the money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, since that moment when I really had that dark night of the soul moment. Yeah. Since then, I have completely, I'll start with my relationships. So my husband and I healed our relationship completely. We had been in therapy. We were talking about divorce. We are now going to be married 20 years in June is our 20 year anniversary. And I would say that our relationship is better than ever. So that's probably my most proud accomplishment, so to speak, that I've manifested. The second one that I would say is my business. I never knew that I would be an entrepreneur. Never occurred to me. And through this journey, I discovered that I have this gift to help other people. So I went from literally having no clue that I was going to have a business or be an entrepreneur to building a six-figure business that's growing and growing and growing. And now I reach hundreds of thousands of people around the world. I'm coaching, teaching, guiding, mentoring, and it's incredible. And for me, that is absolutely, you know, the proof in the pudding. People always ask, well, what have you
manifested? That's it right there. I mean, that's just, is everything.
It's everything.
You just, I mean.
And it just keeps getting better and better.
Because the more you're on a roll, the more it comes, they say.
And right. I would love to bring this point up because I was thinking about this morning. I have a new client and she is a sales professional. And she was, a lot of times when people come to me, they come to me because they're in more of a despair space. They're hurting. They need healing. They're struggling. This woman came to me on the opposite. And she's like, I love your videos. You inspire me. I've been watching you forever. And I'm on a roll. I'm ready to do more. Like, I want to keep going. And I said, great, let's do it. So she messaged me the other day and she said, oh, I'm so excited. Since I got your program, everything has just been escalating so quickly. I just got this huge deal. I'm so excited to do more. So it just keeps getting better and better. Meaning that when you lean in, when you allow, when you stay in that momentum, you build momentum. It's the compound effect. It's always the compound effect. The same thing happens with the negative, and we all know this, but if we can shift our focus to what is working as opposed to what's not working, it's the biggest mindset shift that is going to change the trajectory of your life. When you start to bring awareness to what is working.
What I hear is get out of your own way.
100%.
Yeah. Get out of our way.
Absolutely.
So, if somebody wants to come to you, one of my listeners, they want to see her videos are awesome. I mean, I used to do a lot of TikTok videos and stuff because I love doing that too.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It's fun. It just became too time consuming. Yeah. And mine weren't like, you didn't walk away with the nuggets that you get with Hallie's. Like if you check out Hallie's Instagram, you don't even have to read a book or do, you don't have to do anything.
Just
because
come follow
right
me
there.
On Instagram and TikTok. Yeah. You'll be set.
So what are your handles?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Sassy Healthy Fit. And I would highly recommend for anybody that is starting on this journey, that's curious, that's like Jennifer and's like, you know what? I want to start diving into the affirmations. I want to understand how to do this thing, right? Because again, let's honor the fact that we are human. We do use our logical brain. And we want to have an instruction manual. So I created something called the 21-Day Affirmation Reset Challenge. And the reason the word reset's in there is because I want you to be able to reset your energy using affirmations all the time. And this is a 21-day course. It's self-paced, but it comes to you every single day. So you don't have to do anything. It just, it is delivered to you. And it's 2 minutes a day. And everyone that has taken it has had money success, professional success, personal success, body image success, all the things. So
you
I would
gotta
highly
do it.
Recommend
I'm gonna
that.
Do it. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sign up for it.
Do it.
Yeah, I wanna sign up for it. I do.
Yeah. And you can get there on my website, which is just sassyhealthy.fit.
Okay, sassyhealthy.fit. And that's, yeah, that was kind of like, I thought I was gonna get workout videos when I first saw it.
I know, I know. There might be some changing in the future. Hence my clarity, we're working on that. When I started my business, I actually thought I would be more focused on the health and fitness world. But as the universe would have it, this is where I ended up. So now we're talking about spiritual and mental fitness.
Yeah. Exactly. That's right. This stuff, I do see that it really does work
in
people's lives. And to wrap it all up, how I see it is just don't complicate it.
100%.
Because I'm complicating the shit out of it.
Let's get you uncomplicated.
We are. We're going to uncomplicate my brain. We're running out of time, but I want to have you back. Can you come back?
I would love to come back. It'd be my honor.
Okay. So we're going to have Hallie back because there's still a lot more questions. It went by so fast. We'll have you back.
Awesome. I love it so much. Well, I'm so glad. I'm so grateful to be here. And I thank you so much for your time. And just what you're doing is absolutely incredible. You're helping so many people. And seriously, Joe Rogan better watch out.
That's right.
Jennifer Wilde is on the prowl.
Jennifer Wilde's coming, Joe.
Coming.
All right. So Sober Exposure, Hallie, thank you again. And we're going to see a lot of you, I have a feeling, especially when I tell everybody the direction of the podcast, where it's going. So see you soon.
Thanks so much. This is awesome. Have a great day, you guys. Thanks for listening.
Need more? Of course you do. The show's all about needing more. Go to my website at soberexposure.show or get stuck on my Instagram at soberexposure_podcast.